Blog Talk Radio.
The number one podcast for plus size women. I'm your host, Shanice Lewis, coming to you live from Los Angeles. Today is a Monday, June 11th, 2012. I am back. I went on an unplanned hiatus because I wasn't feeling well, and the last show has been like over a month. But to make a long story short, I went to the doctor to see what was wrong, and the doctor suggested a surgery to fix the problem of why I wasn't feeling well. So I had surgery this past Thursday. It was outpatient. It was successful, and I'm back. So the surgery was just a few days ago, so I'm still healing and a little sore, but I'm feeling well enough to get this podcast back on track. And shout out to everyone who tweeted me and sent messages asking about the show. One person tweeted me saying, "I'm tired of listening to reruns. What's going on?" So I know for a fact people are listening because I can see the numbers every week when I do the show, but I love when you're vocal about it. So thanks for letting me know that you've been missing the show. And speaking of people tweeting me, don't forget to follow Plus Model Radio on Twitter. Also, if you didn't know already, this summer I will be returning to the Essence Music Festival for a third year in a row with Plus Model Radio. I'll be interviewing all of the celebrities that come through, and look out for a special episode of Plus Model Radio from the Essence Music Festival. And if you're in New Orleans, make sure you come to the Convention Center to say hello. And I'm teaming up with Simply Fashion to give away gift cards during the Essence Music Festival weekend. So if you see me, you can get a gift card. And if you take a picture with me and share it on Simply Fashion's Facebook wall, they will add 10 points to your Fashionista card. So I hope you come by and say hello and get hooked up as well. And you can hear Plus Model Radio while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher is a free news and talk mobile app available for your smartphone. And when you download Stitcher to hear Plus Model Radio, you have a chance to win some money. Downloading is quick and easy. Just find Stitcher in the App Store. Download it. It's free and just takes a few seconds. Then during registration, hit the promo code box and enter Plus Model to get automatically entered to win $100. The latest episode of the show will be waiting for you and your favorites, and you'll get access to lots of other amazing shows too. Always available to you on demand with no syncing. It's Stitcher Smart Radio, so don't forget to enter promo Plus Model when you register. And Curves Rock Fashion Weekend is July 27th through the 29th in Baltimore, Maryland. And I'm happy to announce that I will be co-hosting the weekend with Lyris Cross. So to purchase tickets and for more information about the event, visit CurvesRockWeekend.com. Now, tonight's guests include designer Crystal Frazier and Eula Raquel from Ajiji. But up first is Vanessa De La Rosa. Vanessa was born in Fort Lewis, Washington, and now resides in Atlanta, Georgia. She caught the performing bug and began acting and modeling in high school. It was when Vanessa participated in the Miss Teen San Antonio pageant that her dream of becoming a successful model grew into a passion. After graduating high school, Vanessa decided to follow her father's footsteps and enter into the U.S. Army, where she served 4 years. After serving her term, she entered into corporate America, working for Office Max and then relocating to Atlanta to work for the Home Depot corporate. In 2007, she decided to return to the modeling industry after being inspired by the America's Next Top Model season that featured Takara Jones. Vanessa was recently named the 2012 Face of Full Figure Fashion Week, and she is headed to New York City. Let's welcome Vanessa to the show.
Hello.
Hi, Vanessa. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. So
I'm glad you're feeling better.
Huh?
I said I'm glad you're feeling better.
Thank you. So you were recently named the 2012 Face of Full Figure Fashion Week, and I read somewhere that you were hesitant to enter the contest. Why was that?
You know, for a long time I suffered from self issues that, you know, I just didn't think I was pretty enough, and I was always psyching myself out that it wasn't my time, and I guess I just felt like the right time in my life that I decided to go for it this year.
And
you know,
so
we can talk ourselves out of anything.
And so it was one of your daughters that gave you the inspiration to enter.
Yeah, she's been my biggest motivator. She's always kept me in line. I'm like, and I'm just happy that my girls have got that self-confidence inside them, and they're not skinny girls. They're, you know, my size, and everybody thinks me and my oldest daughter are twins or sisters. She's just about my size, and she's 16, so it was a pleasure.
So as the face of the event, what did you win, or what will you do when you get there?
Okay, well, I'm so excited. I get a round-trip ticket to New York. I attend all the events. I'm going to be on the red carpet for the fashion shows Friday and Saturday night. You know, we have so many events lined up. I'm just really, really excited, and just, you know, meeting everybody, meeting the designers. This is like a lifetime opportunity that I just never imagined I would ever get.
Now, to many in the plus community, this might be the first time they are introduced to you, but I first met you way in 2007. In Atlanta.
How long I've been doing it.
Yes, in Atlanta at a Flawless calendar party that I was hosting. Now,
and
that
I always
been a,
wanted to be in that calendar.
Yeah, and
was,
we're not even doing it anymore.
Right.
But
it was just my motivation at that time, too. It was like, wow, you know, there's light being shed on full figure models, and they're gorgeous. And I still have that calendar in my office today.
And from 2007 to now, you haven't just been sitting on your butt. You have been actively pursuing your dreams in Atlanta, right?
Oh, yeah. I just, you know, sometimes it's not easy being a plus-size model. You know, I just stayed consistent. You know, I'm a single mom, so it's all about balance. You know, at times I stop, and I'm like, oh, well, I'm just supposed to be a mom. But it was just persistence, endurance, you know. I just kept at it. And I don't have an agent. I have a manager, but I've done all my own legwork. So it's taken a lot, but I've definitely paid my dues.
Right, and I definitely wanted to point that out, because some people might think you just popped up and entered a contest and came out of nowhere, but you've been actively pursuing this for a number of years, and I think that's important for people to know. And actually, besides meeting you at the calendar party in Atlanta, you came to New York to participate in the Plus Model Magazine MS Walk. So you've actually been active in the Plus community prior to this as well.
Oh, yeah. I make it a point, you know, every year to go to New York for the Plus Model Mag Walk for MS. You know, Madeline, she puts on a great women up there, all come together, and and I enjoy it. I come for just the laughs, and we never walk, you know, just we always enjoy each other and just getting to with other girls and the whole weekend of events, and I loved it. I would, you know, one year I got to the event with my suitcase and put it in somebody's cars. I mean, this is how dedicated I was.
Right, right. So you've been around the community and you've been active. So
as much as I can.
Right. And so one of the questions I always get from women that are trying to pursue plus modeling that don't live in New York or L.A. is that they feel that that's where all the opportunities are, especially models in the South. They feel they don't have as many opportunities. What advice could you give to someone that's trying to break into the industry but not in a city where there's a lot of stuff happening?
Well, you definitely got to stay persistent. I mean, Atlanta is not, like you said, is not as big as the New York, L.A. market, but in Atlanta, you know, once you get around and you, if that's what you truly desire to do, and you have to do your research about, you know, some of the girls I know do it just for pure love of it, and it's just a hobby to the older women that I know. Just get to build themselves, seem to get on a runway, and, you know, just to meet, you know, talking with other women. But if something is that you really want, you've got to get with a, you know, good photographer and kind of understand what you need to do to make it, any of you make it in that city. You make them come to you, you know. You just got to really be, you have to be self-motivated and just try and get your name out there and network. That's the biggest thing. You know, I network a lot and I meet a lot of people. I'm a very outgoing person, but you just have to have tough skin in this industry. You know, all those no's, you may get a yes, you know. You just have to stay with it. That's something that you want. You have to just stay persistent with it.
Right.
You know, build your resume, and, you know, then people will notice you and see you, and then you start, you know, traveling, and if you can afford, it's not easy, it's not cheap, but it's something you want. Just pray about it and walk out on faith.
Yeah, it's definitely not cheap. You just have to invest in yourself.
Invest in yourself, you know, just like any career you do, whether it be a career with college or school, you know, you go back to training. This is your career. This is what you do. This is your 9 to 5, 5 to 9, you know.
Even though Atlanta might not have all the opportunities that New York or L.A. does, Atlanta does have some awesome photographers.
Oh, yes, we do.
And you took a picture especially to enter in this contest, correct?
Yes, I did.
And what photographer, you want to give a shout-out to that photographer?
His name is Horace Ortley.
All right. So that was the winning picture. So in Atlanta, you can take some great pictures in Atlanta. So besides modeling, you're also an actress. Tell us about some of the projects you've done with acting.
Well, I started with, I think my breakout one was Madea Goes to Jail. They had an audition for that at my church, and I went out for with Janet Jackson. I can't think of the name. I'm like, why should I get married?
Why did I get married?
Why did I get married? And at that time, I had my hysterectomy, and then I had another passing for Meet the Browns, and I had an epidural. But then my big break was with Madea Goes to Jail, and then I did House of Pain. Then I also auditioned for Robert Townsend from Five Heartbeats. And he chose me, and, you know, I just kind of stayed around. I started off as an extra, but again, this is like when you start from the modeling, no one becomes an overnight actress.
Right.
Unless you're just, you know, going that one, you know, breakthrough thing, but unfortunately, you do have to pay your dues on that as well.
Right.
I enjoy it. You know, I was in the drama club ever since I was little, and I watched my dad in theater. That was his major, so I always kind of be in the theater business as well.
So what is your ultimate goal? Because I know you said, you know, you're a mom first, and so it's hard for you to be available for everything. So what is your ultimate goal in entertainment?
Well, I'd like to walk the red carpet and win an Academy Award.
Oh, so you really want to pursue it all the way to the top?
Oh, yeah. My daughter, about 3 years ago, she was watching the Oscars, and she said, Mom, when you make it, can I walk on the red carpet with you? And this was my, at the time, five-year-old. And she was just looking at it and just kind of motivated me, you know. But it, again, it, I stopped for a while. It's all about, like I said, pushing at what you want, you got to work for. And, you know, kind of, you know, I'm trying to pursue it more and more. But I like to be on the cover of a magazine and, you know, walk a red carpet one day at the Oscars.
So this is not just a hobby for you. You're gonna keep pursuing and keep pursuing.
Oh, definitely. As much as I possibly can. You know, I want to get my girls graduated into college. And then, you know, but it's all about balance. And I think it's just a stepping stone, another stepping stone for me to, you know, break through. And, you know, where I come from, my life story, you don't come across having those dreams every day. So.
And have you been getting messages from other models saying how much you're inspiring them by your story and what you've accomplished?
Definitely. And, like I said, I went on a casting not too long ago, mm-hmm. and I helped out a younger girl who was 20 and never walked in the pair of heels. And then I talked to another girl who was about my age, another woman, I say. And, you know, her mama was getting on her, and she said, you know, Vanessa, I just want to let you know that I sent your bio to my mother. And she didn't know at the time that touched me so much is because I have to deal with my own parents. And, you know, this sometimes your family can be negative or your best support system. And, you know, anybody, and when you get older, some people say, you know what, you need to go sit down and do
right.
this and this and that. And they don't see the dream you have, and you can't share your dream with everybody. You just got to
right.
do it and walk out on it. But it just touched me. And if I could just touch one person, that's, I feel great about it because I'm like every other woman, and I just want to be someone's, you know, person that they can look up to.
Well, do you have a website yet? If somebody's listening and want to book you, how do we go about doing so?
Unfortunately, there wasn't right now, but
okay.
I just have my Twitter page and then my email and my Facebook. My Twitter is VDELA. 23 on Twitter, and then my email is VA, my last name, Delarosa, the number 23 at gmail.com, and then I'm on Facebook as well.
And so you're based in Atlanta, but you're available to travel, right?
Oh, yes, definitely. And I love traveling. I have a passport and I'm ready to go.
Oh, all right. You're ready to go international.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You got to think way forward.
Well, I'm so excited for you, and
you.
I'm wishing you all the success in the world. Have fun this week in New York, and I can't wait
Thank
to see all
so
the
much.
To see all of the exciting things that you do.
I appreciate you, Denise, and I just want to say thank you for everything. And you know me from the beginning, and I will know you to the end.
Yes.
Good luck and congratulations on everything, Mama.
Thank you. And
all right,
again,
goodbye, everybody.
Bye-bye. And next up on the show is Eula Raquel, an award-winning American designer label. Igigi by Eula Raquel has been the go-to name for full-figured fashionistas since sizes 12 to 32 for over a decade. Ukrainian-born and self-taught, Igigi by Eula Raquel has been featured in major fashion and lifestyle magazines, and red carpet ready designs are the preferred choice for many plus size celebrities. About.com honored Eula with Critics' Choice Best Plus Size Designer Award in March 2011, following Igigi's Best Plus Fashion Retailer of the Year Award in June 2010. Igigi by Eula Raquel made Internet Retail's top 100 lists in 2010 and 11 and is a popular brand among the fashionistas in the plus size community. Let's welcome Eula to the show.
Hello.
Now, am I pronouncing your name correctly? Is it Yulia?
Yulia, yes.
Yulia.
Yes, it's Yulia.
Okay. And so how are you?
I'm doing fantastic, thank you. And it's so good to talk to you finally after all these years.
Yes, it is. Now, tell us how Igigi came about.
Well, Gigi is a baby after my baby. after many years of being a couturier, just kind of servicing and creating beautiful gowns, you know, very high-end gowns for clients, private clients, I once went shopping with my mom to the mall. And my mom is a full-figured woman. She was wearing size 22, 24 at the time. Mm-hmm. And what struck me strange is that I couldn't find anything beautiful or trendy or fashion-forward or figure-flattering around. And we were just kind of shopping for my mom just to see what's out there. And I was like, Mom, where do sexy women shop? And my mom was like, we all shop here. And I just couldn't believe that, you know, what I saw was kind of very straight cut, matronly, very unflattering. And I thought that if I were a size, my mom's size, and a younger woman who just loved, not just younger, but just woman who loved fashion and loved my body, and just wanted to express myself through fashion, what would I actually wear? And I looked around, and my experience was heartbreaking. I thought, oh my God, if I have to shop here, it's terrible. It's like literally, it was such a shock. So it was such a shock that I couldn't believe that, and I decided to prove my mom wrong. So I said, no, Mom, it cannot be possible. I'm going to find several stores that have like the best beautiful clothing, and I'm going to prove you wrong. So I did that. I went around, and I interviewed people.
Now, was this in America happening, or were you overseas
at
the time?
Well, I've lived here for a while. I've lived here for larger part of my years, my life.
Okay.
So, yes, it happened in San Francisco, actually.
Okay.
So, and it happened about 13 years ago, 13, 14 years ago.
Okay.
While I was still having my private, you know, couture studio. And so I started interviewing women, salespeople and women, and the experience was dreadful. What I heard was so awful is that, like, there's absolutely nothing to find that flatters the curves, that's, like, something that adds to self-esteem. And also women shared about certain discrimination that's been going on and everything that they face, kind of being a full-figured woman. And I couldn't believe it. And I really just, I thought that, you know, maybe there's time for change. And being a plus-size, not plus-size, being a designer that served all sorts of different women at that time, a lot of my clients actually were full-figured. And they also, like, they would come to me always complaining that I cannot find anything in size 18, 20, 22, whatever, you know, in the stores that make me feel beautiful and look beautiful. So I was already accustomed to creating clothing for them, for the beautiful women, you know, of size. And I just thought, wow, I could actually do it. I could take the skill that I already have, and I can make a difference.
So prior to introducing this line, you were making, like, custom one-of-a-kind pieces?
Yes, I was a couturier, and I was pretty high-end, you know, had a lot of clients, was very successful, but I felt like I wasn't making a difference. There wasn't, you know, it was really great, it was fun, I mean, couture is so much fun, but it just didn't feel like it fulfilled me in a way that I wanted to be fulfilled.
Right, and so now, 13 years later, you have iGigi, and it's a very, very successful plus-size clothing line, and you recently introduced your newest African-inspired collection. Now, tell me about this newest collection.
Oh, it's actually called Voyage Exotique, and I thought, you know, I love traveling, and I thought, what would be really fun places to go to? And to visit. So I thought, I'd love to go to Japan. I'd love to go to Africa. I'd love to go to Ibiza. And I would absolutely love, love, love to go to the tropical islands. And so I thought it wouldn't be cool to create a collection where I could just merge. And like I took the customers to all sorts, you know, to the four corners of the world. So my African queen, like I call it African queen, I have a best friend, Akisha, who's just such a beautiful woman, and she shares her heritage and just such a beauty. And I just thought, wow, I imagine Akisha in the sands of the dunes, you know, draped in the gorgeous gowns and fabrications and just a little bit of wilderness to it, but like a very sensual and sexy and very powerful and exotic. So that was my African Queen collection. Also, the Japanese collection was inspired by the kind of the geisha, the modern geisha, where women, you know, like there's a sensuality of a geisha that's kind of the forgotten art. And I thought, wouldn't it be great to bring it forward a little bit through the design and communicate kind of that feeling. Now, the tropical beauty, I love tropics, you know, it's such an exotic, beautiful place. And I thought, I imagined like a flower, like a birds of paradise and super colorful flowers just in the beautiful greenery, lush, exotic landscape. So that also inspired a certain set of pieces, like a little mini collection. I was very excited to do that one. And the last one is Ibiza, and I've always wanted to go to Ibiza, and I've never been there. It is such a fun place, and the beaches are beautiful, and the parties are just insane. So I thought, I'm going to take my customer there as well.
Excellent.
So it's just a lot of fun. This whole collection is beautiful.
And so some of these prints and designs you don't see a lot with plus sizes, because a lot of plus sizes are just basic colors and basics. So you like to step outside of the box.
Well, it's actually, I don't believe in the box because to me, I don't see a difference in a full-figured woman's body than designing for a slimmer body. There's a different technique, absolutely. There's a different strategy. But overall, as a designer, how can I sacrifice designing skill or technique, you know, to do one for the other? So to me, the box that's existing right now, it's strange, and I don't understand it. Maybe it's good that I'm self-taught, because I kind of bypassed all the rules of fashion,
right,
and I just created my own rules.
Right.
So designing for a full-figured woman, for me, it's so much, just as much fun as it would be designing for a slimmer woman. But, you know, to be honest with you, it's a lot more fulfilling. And it's a lot more fun. As it, you know, there are definitely challenges out there, but it's also fun. You know, like the accomplishment and the feedbacks are amazing.
Well, why do you think some designers turn their nose up at plus sizes?
Well, I have a philosophy. It takes thinking, like you said, outside of the box. Mm-hmm. And most people are trained in a certain way to think a certain way. And if you go to school, you don't really practice on the draping or anything on a full-figured form. It's pretty much kind of the standard way of doing things. Very slender, very certain way.
Right.
And for me, I just thought that, I just think that the people who, kind of the straight-size designers, they're a little threatened by the whole concept. Maybe there's a certain stigma that they can't get out of, a certain closed-mindedness. Maybe they think that it's not cool enough to do that. I don't know. I mean, there's so much out there. And of course, everybody varies in their thoughts and opinions. But generally, I think that maybe there's just a certain also lack of know-how. Because it definitely takes
right.
a different skill set and understanding of a certain body to design for a full-figured woman rather than a skinny, slender woman, straight-leg
right.
woman.
And one of the things that you have perfected on your website is how to dress a full-figured woman for each particular shape, and you have something called the shape stylist. Now, tell me about that.
Now, Shape Stylist is a fantastic tool, and I've developed it like in the beginning of my career, where I found that women who came in, like they were all wearing a largest, not all, like most women were wearing larger sizes. That's when I was a couturier. But I've noticed that some women are shaped differently than others, and there's certain things that work for one shape never work for the other, even though these women may be wearing the same size or even have very similar measurements. So I realized that there's certain set of skills of draping the fabric and using the fabric as a means of just as art, you know, like an artist draping fabric to create a statue or sculpture.
Right.
You know, I found all these different ways of using fabric to work with the body's assets. And I also saw that every woman has so many assets, so many beautiful parts of her body, and it's just a matter of really emphasizing them and drawing attention to the parts of the body that are beautiful, the woman is proud of showing, And you know, all body parts are beautiful, but just sometimes women are more proud of some body parts of than others. So why not emphasize and accentuate parts of the body the woman wants to showcase, and kind of just scheme over the others. So I've created a certain technique, you know, kind of a way of designing, and I've basically perfected over the years, and then eventually, about maybe like 9 years ago, seven years ago, we launched the Shape Stylist calculator, and it was just women are so happy, and they write to us about how useful this tool is to shop and learn about the shapes. And we actually revamped it a little bit. We looked at the old model, the old Shape Stylist, and I felt that it wasn't as celebrating women as I really wanted to. It was more kind of like, oh, here, let's fix some problems here and there. And I didn't like that because that's not really this philosophy that I really go by. So we actually revamped the Shape Stylist to really inspire women to love themselves and to celebrate what they have. And every shape is beautiful. Every single shape is beautiful. So we really created this message that, you know, you don't have to fix yourself. It's not about fixing yourself. It really is about knowing how to emphasize your assets and feel good in your body, in the body that you already have.
And I know a lot of people love your clothing line because the sizes you carry extends further than a size 24. I'll tell you why you chose to extend further than a size 24.
Well, I've had some friends, you know, and when I started the company, I've had a lot of friends who were sizes like in their 30, 32, and I just felt like, how can I make clothing, like if I say I'm going to design for a full-figured woman, how can I say that you're like size 24 is the max that I'm going to go for, where there are women of all sorts of, you know, there are women who go way beyond that too. And I would love to design way beyond size 32. It's just from a perspective of business, there's also certain limitations. So we literally had to stop at a certain place where I felt that size 30, 32 was like the perfect place where I could, you know, I could serve majority of women anyway and make a difference.
Right, right. And one of the things I love about your line is with having a size 32, you also celebrate larger full-figure women in the community. I know you dress Gabourey Sidibe a lot for the red carpet. I know just some up-and-coming, fuller plus-size personalities where other plus-size lines wouldn't dress them, you would, so you don't shy away from the larger plus-size girls.
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, again, a woman is a woman is a woman, you know. It doesn't matter if a woman wears size 30, 32, or she's wearing size 12, 14, 16, 18. You know, it's not about the size that matters. It's really about, you know, how a woman carries herself and how she talks, you know, how she presents herself. And I really, I'm very honored to dress Gabourey because she's just such a powerhouse and such a powerful, beautiful woman. You know, just like, just in who she is, it's like, I admire that woman so much. And, you know, so, how, you know, to me, she's a beauty above and beyond. and so dressing her is such a pleasure. You know, like we also dress Kim Coles and Ashley Fink and Randall Devine, among many, many other actresses and upcoming stars. But it's just, I feel that it's not about the size so much as about a power of a woman and confidence and beauty. That's really authentic beauty. That's what matters to me. And that's the woman that I want to dress. And those are the women that I want to collaborate with in creating, you know, just creating this awareness of self-esteem and power.
So do you have anything coming up we should be on the lookout for?
Oh, yes. Yeah. So we're always coming up for something. So it's kind of fun because there's just, you know, we always innovate. We don't want to settle for anything that's kind of the old and tried. So Ijij is always creating something interesting and exciting. You know, I'm working on a fall collection, and that is going to be so – I'm having the most fun I've had in years. And I'm not going to tell you giveaway what's going to be inspired by, but it's going to really hit close home, let's just say.
Okay.
So – So yeah, it's really exciting, and we're always on the creation of some kind of films and videos and promoting a positive message. We really do take our job seriously here at Ajiji, because we know how being an extremely visible company, we could make a difference, and that's what we're committed to, is making a difference in women's lives. It's not just about the business part. It's not just about even dresses. For me, what gets me out of bed is knowing that, I actually make a difference in women's lives. Like,
right.
And that makes me happy and fulfilled and super happy.
Well, excellent. So tell me the official website where we can find all of the hot clothes that you design.
So it's ajiji.com, and it is spelled IGIGI.com. And the wonderful girls at Ajiji, they're actually offering, they wanted to thank everybody on the show with a special coupon code, and it's called Plus Radio. And it's a 15% off that is good for June 11, 12, and 13 of 2012. And just to thank everybody who's on the show and listening to us.
Well, thank you for that. I'm going to have to tweet it and Facebook it after the show.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
Well, thank you for being on the show, and you definitely have to come back when the fall collection comes out.
Oh, my absolute pleasure. Well, Denise, thank you so much for having me on the show as well.
Thank you, and enjoy the rest of your evening.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And last but definitely not least on the show is Crystal Frazier. Crystal Frazier is the founder of the New York-based fashion house for women with curves. As a designer, Crystal specializes in feminine, flattering dresses with sophisticated separates, and now lingerie and swimsuits with versatile cover-ups, all beyond perfection. No style goes out to a customer if it's not perfect. It must be beyond perfect. Crystal has served women from ages 22 to 55 and from sizes 12 to 24. Her clients are established, tasteful women who buy clothing to fit their active careers and lifestyles. Fashionistas with a joy for shopping and a love for style. Crystal Frazier Designs Incorporated has unparalleled flexibility and great passion for the real woman in the plus size market. Crystal is also known for appearing as a featured designer on both BET Rip the Runway and one of the stars of Lifetime TV's Project Runway Season 6. And Crystal has had her fashion showcased in Essence and Jet magazines, as well as being shown on the Rachel Ray Show, NY1, and A Great Day St. Louis. Crystal has designed for Janet Jackson, Queen Latifah, Wendy Williams, Angie Stone, Mary Mary, Ed Lover, and Steve Harvey's co-host, Shirley Strawberry, and countless others. Crystal has recently been featured on Sundance Channel hit show All on the Line with Joe Z, where she has had the opportunity to partner with Lane Bryant, and Crystal's clothing is constantly being sold out in Lane Bryant stores and online. Let's welcome Crystal to the show.
Hi, Shanice. Wow, that I'm actually impressed myself after hearing that.
Well, you should be, because you've been on the grind for a while, and it's paying off big time.
Yeah,
so,
it's really, I'm starting to see the fruits of my labor, Shanice.
Yes, yes. Now, the last time you were on this show, it was in 2009. And you were fresh off of Project Runway. So we have a lot to catch up on since you've been on.
Wow, so, I can't believe it's been that long.
Yes, yes. So, I mean, first, let's start with the clothing. You currently have 6 collections, right?
I'm always working on collections, and I really try to make my collections where they're year-round, because women are buying, internationally as well as domestically, outside of the country. I mean, even today I got a call from Nigeria, and, so a lot of my collections are clothes that you can wear year-round.
Okay, and so since you've been on the show last, you reappeared on BET's Rip the Runway. Now, how many times have you been on this show?
The one that really seemed like it really worked best was the very first one. I feel like, you know, it's been two other times. This was the most recent one, was this year. You know, they kind of made a mistake the first night and messed up my last name. I thought they would mess up my first name, but, you know, but they corrected it 2 days later. They told me they would be, so they honored that. And it was exciting because, you know, there's such, it's BET's Rip the Runway. It's such a huge platform. Everybody wants to know what's in, what's the curvy girl going to be doing. And, you know, I was really excited to be a part of it. I wish the segment could have been bigger, and I do wish that they would have brought out the designers this year. But you know what? It's helped my business still tremendously, and I'm grateful.
Right. That gives you kind of a hip factor, being on the
It does.
Yeah, with the Little Kim and whoever was. I forgot who was with Robin Thicke, right?
Yes, it was Robin Thicke for the plus size category.
So, besides being on BET, you appeared on another reality show since Project Runway, and
yes,
this was all on the line with Joe Z.
On the Sundance Channel. I mean, Joe Z is incredible. He is the creative director of Elle Magazine, and you know, he just really comes in and cleans house. He works with talented fashion designers, wants to know why you're struggling in your business, and he comes in and he really gives you a point on, okay, this is what you should be doing, this is what you're not doing. You know what? And I just, you know, for me, always being a one woman show, but not anymore. You know, it's just that I was doing so much, so I had to take back and listen and say, you know what? This is an opportunity of a lifetime. I've tried to get into Lane Bryant stores. Now he's presenting me to Lane Bryant. And I knew what would work. I already knew if I had the opportunity. You don't want to go too far beyond because you don't want to scare a store like, you know, a corporation like Lane Bryant. So I said, you know what, I'll still make the clothes. I'm going to make them very fashionable. My fit was very different than a Lane Bryant's fit. I had a more sexier fit. Where the clothes weren't, you know, boxier but more shapelier.
Right.
So it was considered what was called a test run because really, you know, they didn't know me, but they were wild and they were wild, and it's everything, the pieces that they bought sold out of the stores that they put me in, which was just a few select stores, and also online, which definitely is a bigger, broader base for them, and the turnaround was incredible. And they wanted to, and they called me and was like, we want to do another round. We want to go again. But I don't know if you know this, Lane Bryant is in between like a merger right now. So some things are on hold because they got bought out. I can't remember the name of the company that just bought Lane Bryant. But anybody can Google it and check it out. But I will be doing something more with them.
Okay, now let me clarify. So on the line with the Joe Z, this show was not a competition style show like Project Runway.
Totally different platform. It was pretty much almost like a competition within yourself, meaning you are going to present to the stores where you're not, you know, that whole full time. So every hour, every week, you're going to see one particular designer that he works with. So it's almost like a one-hour commercial for your brand. So I'm not getting kicked out. Only way I would get kicked out if I didn't land the deal with Lane Bryant. I had to land that deal with Lane Bryant. You know, I had already felt like, you know, I didn't go so far on Project Runway, let my emotions get to me. I'm an emotional person, what can I say? I've kind of grown out of that, though, since, I have to admit. So what Joe Z does is every week he works with you, and then, you know, they actually filmed me throughout the summer of last year, and you know, they edit it and they break it down, and they really give you a true version of what it is that they tape. There's a lot of things, of course, that doesn't get on television, but yeah, he works with each designer every week, and he presents, you know, there's some designers that present to Bertolt Goodman, you know, Saks Fifth Avenue. He felt that my aesthetics was with Lane Bryant, which was great because Lane Bryant, you know, is the largest plus size retail, and they have over 700 stores.
Right. So that was major for you.
Yeah, and to be able to present to, you know, the president, Brian Wolf, and to Debbie Martin, the VP, it was an incredible opportunity, as well as you know, Joe Z to show him what I did and what I could do, because at the very beginning, you know, he didn't like the fabrics that I was using, but I knew that they were great fabrics, and I used the exact same fabrics. I just made the quality a lot better as far as, you know, perfecting it on a level where it needed to be. So those goods ended up being produced in, internationally, overseas, and that was an incredible experience as well.
So I saw online that you someone can get you for a private trunk show.
Yes,
and tell us, how does that work?
they were actually go through my publicist, which is a contact is actually on. They can just contact, you know, by sending an email and say, we would like to hire you to come, you know, which is pretty much actually what Curves Rock Fashion Weekend. They just booked me as their featured designer for their showcase in July. And I saw that you're going to be a part of that, too.
Yes.
So yeah, that's
going to
have a lot
part.
Of fun.
Are you going to come in person?
Oh, yeah. No, honey, I'm live. That's pretty much what they're doing. Like, they're booking me. You can book me. I'm going to do a phenomenal show. And I even do it, you know, on a much smaller scale, too. But I really want people to know that, yes, Crystal Frazier Designs will be a part of Curves Rock Fashion Weekend, and they can just go on that website. I think it's going to be a great weekend because they have two of my featured designers, my amazing model, Christina Mendez, and my latest model, Lyris Cross. So I think it's going to be a phenomenal weekend. So all you have to do is just go online and say, we would like to book you, and I'll tell you what the rate is, what expenses as far as you covering me coming, how many women you should invite, because you know what? We have so many girlfriends that are that plus sexy size. Remember, I never like to call it plus size. That
right.
plus sexy size. And, you know, I'll come with a rack of clothing, and they can just shop away. You know, we have some cocktails and, you know, and have a shopping party. And I'm
well,
there
right.
and live in person. I'm a homegirl, so, you know.
Now, tell us about what I know a lot of people are listening to hear the details about, your upcoming model call.
You know, there's so many models out there that
yes.
want to model for, you know,
yes.
for brands that have gotten their names out there, you know, and they want to know how they can be a part of it. You know, I get a lot of emails where girls want to model, oh, I love your clothes. But sometimes, it takes me back because it's like they want to model my clothes, but you haven't. How do you know how my clothes are going to fit you? You've never purchased a dress before.
Right.
But it's okay because God is good and people are purchasing all over. So for me, it's a way I was approached by Nuvo TV, which is mynuvotv.com. And, you know, they are in their show is doing so well for Curvy Girls, so now they're doing season two of Curvy Girls, and they asked for QFD to be a part of the show. So they were interested in taping they were interested in taping my, I got tongue-tied.
The model call.
My model call, thank you. And that's going to be happening June 17th, next Sunday from 3 to 5 p.m. at the Pink Teacup. And you should friend me on Facebook and get all the information where the location is, which if you're in New York or if you're out of state, the address is 538 6th Avenue. You cannot miss the famous Pink Teacup on that block on 6th Avenue and 14th Street. It's from 3 to 5 p.m. We are starting on time. Looks like there's going to be a lot of models. I'm going to have a big collection. I'm going to be showing about 40 pieces. So, and it's wonderful because Nuvo will be taping my model casting call, and this is going to be a marriage for my phenomenal runway show. Now, I have not done a solo runway show in New York, I don't think, probably on this scale or level, maybe since the first time or the first couple of years me being here. So this is going to be very exciting that Nuvo wants to make Crystal Frazier Designs a part of season two for Curvy Girls. So it'll be really interesting to see how, you know, they tape it. It'll be interesting to see the girls coming out. So I'm going to be looking for 30 phenomenal models. I decided to not just have professional models, but you need to be in a peer professional. Like, I shouldn't even know that you don't belong to an agency. You know what I mean?
Are there certain requirements with the models that you're looking for?
There is. Again, they should follow my Facebook because there's every day we're updating it. We're telling you, you know, to make sure that you come in there prepared with your minimum of 3 to 4 inch heels, 6 inch heels. We want you to look good and professional, like really. Like we're making this like America's Next Top Model, this casting call. And it's going to be wonderful to capture, to see, you know, the confidence of all these young women who really say they want a model for Crystal Frazier Designs because, like I said, not every brand is giving this particular type for opportunity, but I am. You know, I've always been a struggling designer, so now there's models out there that have been struggling, and they probably have really great potential. So if you're 5'4 or you're 5'5, please stop sending me messages on Facebook. Oh, I just missed it. Like, we're really going to measure your height. If you come in there, like, I mean, I love model Jeannie Ferguson. Jeannie is like 5'3", but you know what? You see her every year on BET's Rip the Runway, and you would never even really realize it because she walks on there, and she models as if she is 6 feet tall, honey, just like she would. Lyris is extremely tall. She walks as if she has the same height as Lyris or Christina Mendez. And it's all about confidence, and that's what I'm going to be looking for. And we have a huge panel of judges. You know, I have both of my models because I'm looking for models that are going to be able to, you know, represent my brand, like a Christina Mendez, like a Lyris Cross, like my new model, Charisse Vaughn. So I'm going to be looking for models. If you're 5'4 and you feel like you have the potential, come on out because I am looking for 30 fascinating models.
Now, if you're out of town, do you have to be there in person or is it a way you can submit online?
No, everything is, you know, and it's a TV opportunity to, you know, who knows, maybe Nouveau's going to be able to capture you doing your casting. So, no, it's definitely going to, it has to be in person. This is also going to be a sort of an appetizer to my actual runway show for February Fashion Week. This is going to be a much smaller venue, but a fun venue, but my February Fashion Week show is going to be humongous. So, if you know, if you're phenomenal and you kind of can kick butt, who knows, we may call you back for that. And then maybe I'll be able to do something more online as well.
Awesome. So your first upcoming solo fashion show, is that making you nervous or excited?
Let me tell you something. I just came back from Cancun, and I knew about the model casting call runway show, but I'm sorry about the model casting call that Nouveau wanted to take. And, you know, I don't have much time. It's like 29 days. But you know what? It really pushed me to do this show, and we're going to do it right here in Harlem, which is going to be phenomenal. So I have to say I am looking for sponsors that may want to kind of attach themselves to the venue because I'm going to be expecting anywhere from 150 to 200 guests. Mm-hmm. I'm inviting, a lot of press, a lot of bloggers. So I'm asking them, there's going to be a special VIP section for my celebrities, for the VIP and press from 6 to 7 p.m. Showtime will start promptly at 7:30. And you know what, there's going to be a shopping party from 8 to 9 p.m. And like I said, you know, if there's sponsors that would like to be a part of this venue, again, Nouveau TV will be taping this runway show. So, girl, we got to kick butt. And it's going to be phenomenal because I'm going to have real women representing real curves on the runway right here in Harlem on July the 10th, which is a Tuesday evening.
All right. Well, that sounds exciting. So do you have anything else coming up we could be on the lookout for? It sounds like you have your hands full with that.
there's quite a few things, you know. This collection that I'll be showing for the runway is really expressions of individuality is what I'm naming. It's really the theme of it besides a sizzling summer soiree. You know, because every one of these girls and my clothing has to be a marriage. I want to be able to express my individuality along with their individuality. I'm polishing up my fall collection. That's going to be hitting my website, you know, soon, shortly after the runway show. So I'm working on that. That's really exciting. You know, anytime you get a chance to work on anything new, you know, it keeps people very interested. It keeps your customer excited because, you know what, it's letting her know that, you know, she has not been forgotten about. I just recently, Tanisha, you know, the celebrity Tanisha that she used to be on Bad Girls. Now she's on the Oxygen Channel.
Uh-huh.
She's now a recent customer of mine. And also, Shanda Freeman will help me co-host the Runway Show. It's going to be a phenomenal show. I mean, in the little amount of time that I have to put it together, it's really, really going to be great. And I'm excited to be able to have the bloggers come and meet with them and speak with them and, you know, get them tipsy with the wine that we'll be serving. And, you know, they'll be talking to me and Shanda. And it'll really be a fun experience. So I'm inviting everyone to come out. I would like to give away, we're going to give away 5 free tickets. The tickets will go on sale probably tomorrow. The tickets are $10. A portion of the proceeds will go to the Diabetes Foundation because I do believe in giving back. I've had a lot of people that have helped me along the way, so this is my way of giving back. You know, every month I try to feed senior citizens with diabetes, because if they don't eat the right types of food, their blood sugar goes up and they can go into, you know, a diabetic shock or coma. My mom is a diabetic, so that holds dear to my heart. But I really want people to start buying the tickets. They can go on my website. They'll be able to buy the tickets, and it's crystal.com. That's the short version. Or you can always go on my Facebook. Just know that I spell it Q-R-I-S-T-Y-L. And I'm sure, you know, we'll be able to take good care of them. And it'll be exciting because the ticket will also be a raffle. I'm going to be giving away 2 free dresses that night. And also we're going to give the models an incentive too. You know, once the models are selected, they're going to end up, the models who sells the most tickets is going to walk away with a dress or a jumpsuit.
Wow. So that's nice. And wait, you said you were going to give away 5 free tickets. Where are you going to give those tickets away?
Okay, you know what? All they have to do is, the way we're going to have that set up is they'll be able to go on the information and we'll do a drawing.
Okay.
We'll do a drawing this week. But it has to be, they have to say that they heard about us where? From Shanice. From Plus
All
Model
right.
Radio.
All right.
So long as that, you know, I get a bunch of emails, we're going to pick out a few different ones, and I'll do a random drawing and selection, and that's how they'll get their free tickets to the show. But I do hope that I have an amazing, I believe we're going to have an amazing amount of women coming out, because as of right now, we have over 200, and who knows, by us listening to Plus, people listening to Plus Model Radio today, Shanice is probably going to be a lot more. I'm going to be like, oh my God. So come on out to the famous Pink Teacup right here in New York, and come ready, come prepared. There's a panel of about 7 judges, and we're going to make it happen. So America's Next Top Model, better watch out, because Plus Sexy got it going on.
All right, I hear that. And tell us your official website to purchase the clothes and to purchase the tickets.
Thanks, Shanice. They can go, the short version is qfdplussexy.com, so qfdplussexy.com, or you can go to crystalfraserdesigns.com, crystalfraserdesigns.com.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show. I wish I lived a little closer so I could come to everything in New York, but I'll see you in Baltimore.
I was just going to say, girl, we're going to make it, what is it, Curves Rock Fashion Weekend. I'll see you there, and hopefully you and I, we can have a drink, a sip or something, because I know I'll need it.
Well, look, I don't drink alcohol. I drink lemonade.
That's okay. You can have a listen. It ain't nothing wrong with that. I'll have a little glass of some Chardonnay or something, and you could have some lemonade. I'm not a big drinker either, but I do like some lemonade. Sound good.
Well, continue success with everything you got going on, and I'll see you soon.
Can I just say one last thing?
Oh, go ahead.
I have an amazing girl that handles my social network, and her name is Diana, and she's out of Albuquerque. And Diana has helped increase my social network tremendously, and she's also going to be one of my models. She's amazing. She's just been incredible. And I just have to shout out Diana, and she's just amazing. So thank you for all that you've done for my brand and helping building it, Diana. Thank you, Shanice.
Well, thank you, and I'll see you soon.
Yes, you will. Bye-bye.
Bye. And thank you to all of the fabulous guests this evening. Tune in next week and we'll have more Plus Industry professionals with stories to not only inspire you but to keep you connected with the Curvy community. And if you're interested in advertising on our show or being a guest, visit plusmodelradio.com. And if you haven't already, don't forget to join our fan page on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Plus Model Radio. I've been your host this evening, Shanice Lewis. Thank you for tuning in and supporting. Until next time, keep thriving in your curves and be blessed.